Greetings. This is God Is, Chrissy Marie. How are you? I hope and trust all is well on your side of the globe. So we're just about to jump right into it. So if you're on planet Earth right now, as always, it's a lot of stuff that's going on. And if you've been following this channel for the past couple years, you know my message has been the same. And basically, my message is this. We live on a planet or in a reality where everything exists, right? So, if someone just got a job, someone just got laid off, someone got divorced, someone got married, someone died, a baby was born. And it just keeps going on and on and on. That's just the nature of this reality. And I always say, it's about what are you focusing on. And so it's not a matter of what people may call spiritual bypassing or so-called toxic positivity. It's really truly about, what are you focusing on? What are the timelines you're on? Are you on fear? Are you on worry? Are you on not enough? Are you in trust? Or are you on the timeline, everything always works out in my favor? Are you on the timeline of love? Are you on the timeline of knowing that you're at the right place at the right time? Or are you in the timeline of regret, sadness, anxiety? Again, it's truly about what you are focusing on. It's about what you are talking about. It's about what you believe. And as I always say, it's about how you see yourself, how you see others, and how you see the world. And if we can rewind a couple years ago, during 19, and y'all know what I'm talking about. Yes, the entire world was experiencing something that has never been experienced before. However, everybody didn't have the same experience. Some people really thrived. Some people was at home with their family, are alone, and they thrived, right? Some people didn't have the best experience. Some people was able to get a good break from work and decide what they want to do and go back to school and start businesses. Unfortunately, some businesses closed. So again, everybody is having a different experience. And that does not mean you cannot be understanding. That does not mean you cannot be compassionate for others that are having harsh or harder times. But again, what is your state of being? What timeline are you on? What are you thinking about yourself? How do you see yourself? What do you think about the people in your reality? Do you think people are against you? Do you think people support you? Do you think people are for you? Do you think you always meet the right people at the right time? Or do you think you're always meeting narcissists? It's really that simple. Then also, what do you think about the world? Do you think your government is out to get you? Do you think your government supports you? Or are you neutral? Like myself, like I always say, yes, I do live in the United States, and I understand I am privileged to a certain extent. However, I do know there are some shady aspects of it, of the government. However, I do see the good as well, too. So again, it's literally about what timeline you're on. And of course, I understand different parts of the world have different experiences. I'm not negating that. But again, even in different parts of the world, some people are having different experiences. So again, it's truly about you making a decision to enjoy your experience, That doesn't mean you're going to be happy 24/7. However, it does mean that you're going to choose the best feeling for that situation. And one thing Abraham Hicks said that I really truly agree, she said, and I'm paraphrasing, basically, if you're, let's just say you're like a social justice warrior, and basically that means you're someone that's in politics and you're always fighting the power, she said that you're going to always find something to fight about. You're going to always find something to argue about. You're going to always find an issue in life, because that's the timeline you're on. You're fighting the system. You're fighting the matrix. And listen, I'm not here to tell anybody why they came to the planet, but just know that if you are in the timeline and the mindset of you're constantly fighting, you're constantly having to go against something, that's going to be your reality. Now, if you're somebody that's like, you know what, I'm always at the right time, at the right place, I'm always meeting the right people, I'm in alignment with my reality, every person, place, and thing shows up when I need it, I'm trusting the process, that's a different energy where you feel like you have to fight everybody and everyone is against you. So again, it's literally about what are you focusing on, right? Are you constantly watching a lot of news? That was my Apple Watch. Are you constantly watching a lot of news? Is the news uplifting? Is the news negative? Does the news have you in a fear mindset? Again, it's your decision. And the thing about the law of assumption, it says basically what you assume about yourself, what you assume about others, what you assume about your world, what you assume about even inanimate objects. And I've used this example all the time. I have a Honda, right? And since I was a child, I always said Hondas are good cars. And since I've had my Honda, I don't have problems or issues. All I have to do is just regular maintenance. But if you're the type of person that's like, your car is old, is raggedy, or you're always having problems, you better believe you're going to always have problems. Let's just say you're having issues with a particular government entity. If you think you always have problems with that entity, you're going to always have problems. And this is another example I use. There is a street, and I always used to think, oh, it's always traffic, it's always busy. You better believe every time I used to get on that street, it was always busy, because that's what I assumed, that's what I intended. And that's why I tell people, it is extremely important when you start your day to affirm your day, to command your day. Just something simple as saying, you know what, I intend to have a good day. I intend to meet people that's in alignment with me, that want to help me and support me. Just like if you have any business to take care of, I always talk about this. Let's just say you have to call customer service. Why don't you assume the person that you speak to is going to be kind and sweet and supportive? Because if you think you're going to be on hold forever, you're going to get somebody with a bad attitude, that's exactly what you're going to get. We are always selecting in every moment a timeline. And that's why it's important to consciously, like I said, before you start your day, to intend to have a good day, to intend to have everything in alignment. Does that mean it's going to be perfect? No. But you better believe intending positivity, alignment, goodness, and fun and joy, you better believe if you intend to have that experience, life is going to reflect it back to you and say, yes, I'm going to give you joy, I'm going to give you abundance, I'm going to give you fun. I remember there was a time in my life I used to affirm, you know what, I'm a laugh all day. I'm going to constantly find things that are funny. And when I tell you, I was laughing all day, every day. If you know me, I always say I love a deep belly laugh, because I feel like laughter clears your energy. It clears your aura. And one thing that Sonia Barrett said is when you laugh a lot, things don't crystallize, right? Basically, what she's saying is when you take everything serious, everything crystallizes in your life. It becomes solid, right? But when you start laughing a lot and releasing that's when things start shifting, because you're not taking it so serious. You understand this reality is malleable. So always remember that. I know life can be serious, and I know life can be life at times, but you don't want to walk around taking it too serious. You want to lighten up. Literally, like I said, it will clear up your aura. It will lighten you up, and you will see the joy and the funny things in life. Because let's be honest, some things about life is very funny and hilarious, okay? So I highly recommend really lightening up and selecting a high vibrational, a good feeling timeline as much as you can. Again, you won't be happy 24/7, and you won't be vibrating high 24/7. Anybody that tells you that, I don't care how spiritual and deep and woke they are, they're lying to you. However, I do feel like you can be the type of person where you have an optimistic attitude. And what that means is when things happen to you, you can say, hey, this doesn't feel good, but I know some way, somehow it's going to work out, and some way, somehow it's going to serve me, and release it. And a lot of times it corrects itself. But if you're holding on to the narrative that a person, place, or thing is against you, and that it's hard and that it's a struggle, reality has to reflect that back to you. So what are you fascinated about? What are you thinking about? What are you affirming about yourself and others in this world? What is it? Are you focusing on the worst case scenario? Are you focusing on things working out for you? I don't know about anybody else. I want life to be easy. I want life to be seamless. I want to get all the green lights. I want to speak to all the pleasant customer service representatives, right? I want to get all the discounts. I want all the money that's due to me to come to me immediately. I want to get all of the approvals. I want to get all of the yeses. So those are the things that I focus on. Even the Bible says, and I'm paraphrasing, basically focus on the things that are good day and night. You don't want to be up day and night focusing on the worst case scenario or pain and drama and struggle. And again, I'm not saying that to run from that, because we're all going to experience different timelines and feelings and emotions. That's normal. But you don't want to be on the negative side all the time. So I challenge you to choose a high vibration, something that feels good. I encourage you, and I challenge you to select joy and fun, and say, I select this day to be easy and fun, and I meet amazing people that love and support me. I intend to feel good in my body and feel good about myself and trust myself. I intend everything that I do is in alignment and I'm doing it right. So again, we all have choices. And I know in this day of social media, there's so many different things that are going on. If we look at the news, I get it. But remember, you may not can change the world per se, okay? But you can change on how you feel about yourself. You can change how you feel about others. You can change how the world interacts with you. Because all of that is conscious and is listening to what you're thinking and what you're feeling about yourself. So I hope this helps. You know, I absolutely adore you. And you know, I love your long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.